Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Woohoo! Are you ready?
Yes!
I said, are you ready?
Jason Dale!
That is too hot.
I like peni.
That's what she said.
This is a puck.
Hump. I love BJ's Pab Thwabby.
PP Herder.
Blood Puddle.
First Circus.
Steven Ricker's Testicles.
He butted.
Boom chicka wow wow.
No no touchy place.
Beer.
Broken penis.
Vitellary Filippula.
Filippuli.
Filippalapala.
Wow 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 wow.
Use your big boy words.
La 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 la.
Who's the brains in this outfit? My point exactly.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And here we go.
That's good radio.
Iceman Insight, starring Michael Shockley, senior writer, webmaster Michael Shockley, and no suit. I thought, were you not listening last week? Terry Ficarelli, he's the professional. He shows up to the studio in a suit.
I was listening.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't take it to heart or enough to change your wardrobe.
You make an assumption that I have a heart.
Yeah, I guess. But anyways, Michael Shockley in studio, our second episode of season four of Iceman Insights. Appreciate everyone on Facebook making fun of us and pretty much the same thought process that we had. How the heck did we ever survive four seasons?
Yep.
But here we are.
It's one of life's great mysteries.
Ironically enough, last week, because we pre-lived the show, that we were talking all about Andy Fuller, and Andy Fuller was in the studio listening to it as we were talking about it.
Yeah.
But anyways, Michael Shockley joins us every week from 4 to 4:30, and we're going to talk some Iceman. Ooh, they're goners.
Yeah. We begin our analysis of the 2015-16 Iceman roster by first looking at some players who will not be part of the team. Keep in mind, these are just highlights or lowlights, depending on your perspective. This is not a complete list. For more, go to IcemanManiacs.com. But we begin with players whose rights we acquired as future considerations last season.
Is that a Chuck moment?
Yes. We then gave them a qualifying offer, and they're apparently not going to play here, or as I like to call it, National Lampoon's Chuck Goes to Europe. First off, Patrick Cullen was acquired from Rapid City to complete the Kael Kerbashian trade. He is signed in the UK. Defenseman Mike Banwell acquired from Greenville to complete the Thomas Frazee trade. He is signed in Sweden.
Remember when Thomas Frazee didn't want to be traded?
Yeah.
He was committed to this team.
Uh-huh. And Cameron Burt, very good defenseman who was acquired from Florida to complete the Ray Conisto trade, which essentially completed the Patrick Kennedy trade with Kalamazoo, has also signed in Sweden. So that's three players whose Chuck rights we acquired who ain't going to be here.
That Burt and Banwell D pairing was going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be
Banwell,
a great first pairing.
One of the best shutdown defensemen I have ever seen. He doesn't get a lot of press. It's kind of like Jay Bomeister. Makes a great first pass, but he moves so well laterally, forward, and backwards that he shuts down the top lines. Mm-hmm. And you don't see a lot of it because he doesn't ring up plus 42 because he isn't rushing the puck after stealing the puck. But that's what Burt does. It would have been a fantastic pairing.
Yes,
but,
it would have.
We're not going to see it here.
In our dreams. Somewhere in Sweden.
Yep.
Elsewhere in the ECHL, Dylan Clark has signed with the Indy Fuel.
Boy, that is going to be rough.
Uh-huh.
Because he is so comfortable in the forward center, I got a feeling he could score 7 goals this year against us just on home ice.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Kael Kerbashian re-ups with Rapid City.
Yeah, well.
Andre Bouvet, Morissette, and Daniel Johnston have both signed with Idaho.
Excited that Mo getting a chance to play again. Boy, what a kid. Great guy. super athlete, hardworking guy, and just the worst injury luck in the world.
You just hope he can stay healthy. Yep. And if he doesn't stay healthy, you hope it's not another Conky, because that's scary stuff. Brandon Martell goes to Wichita. Randy Cure to the Comets.
Suck.
Aaron Jens re-ups for another season in Allen with the Champion Americans.
Yep, pretty excited about that. There's another guy, too, injured 2 years ago. Couldn't find his way on the team. And now settles down and plays fantastic hockey with the Allen Americans.
He's found himself a home there. Goaltender Alex Vezzano signs with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. And the aforementioned Thomas Frazee signed with the formerly Gwinnett, now Atlanta Gladiators.
Yeah, Gwinnett just outside of Atlanta proper, suburb, big-time suburb, big money suburb. And but when you do that, you kind of exclude everyone else.
Right.
So, not a big deal, but they changed the name to Atlanta to try and draw from that. Atlanta still has a very solid youth program, even though the Thrashers left. And in fact, one of the reasons why the Thrashers left is they did such a horrible job working with their youth leagues. And so they kind of burned a lot of bridges and they lost a lot of attendance. So losing didn't help either, but they did not handle the youth program very well. But they have a solid youth program. My nephew, as a matter of fact, played in it last year.
Really?
Yep.
Some former Icemen who are now under NHL or AHL contract, or again, I should say, Austin Medeski signed a new two-way, one-year NHL contract with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He will start the season with their new AHL affiliate, the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland. And joining him there will be Trent Vogelhuber, who signed an AHL deal with Lake Erie. And one other AHL signing of note, Rob Medore signed with the Toronto Marlies. He will start the season in the ECHL with the Orlando Solar Bears.
Solar Bears just get better and better. So that, and one of the things, one of the rumors I heard around the league is Orlando fired their coach after the first round exit last year. And part of the reason why is Toronto with Brendan Shanahan and Mike Babcock, they're trying to instill the Detroit Red Wing mindset that all through the system, you have coaches that have the same philosophy, developing people the same way so that they can progress through the system, and that's what Toronto's doing.
Cool. In single A, Jordan Sims has signed with the Peoria Rivermen again in the SPHL, so I'm sure he'll be on call if the Icemen need a forward on short notice.
Yeah, we both expect him back sooner than later.
Yeah. Nick Schneider gets another season under his belt in the SPHL with the Huntsville Havoc. And little Bo Driscoll apparently has, I don't know if he signed or if he was just drafted in an expansion draft, but the Danbury team in the Federal Hockey League is claiming him on their roster. So we'll see if he actually plays there. I think he played well enough last year. He should at least get a job in the SPHL. It seems like he's as short as he is, it seems odd to say, but I think he's above the FHL.
Yeah.
In the KHL, the team in Zagreb, Croatia, has three former Icemen. Cal Heater will be in net for them. Also, Thomas Larkin and Tom Zanoski are playing for that same team in the KHL.
Yeah, Tom Zanoski, I believe I've actually seen some tweets about him from a guy that I follow that is kind of like a media type for all things European, specifically Russian. And he talked about Tom Zanoski, but he actually goes by Tomic. He's got like this Russian version of his name.
Well, he is European.
Yes. He's
Croatian, I think, actually.
Yes,
I believe he's
half
born
Croatian,
in Croatia,
half Canadian. So he always had those ties. Good for Thomas Larkin, too. If you can't make it to the big club, get the big time money and play in the second best league in the world.
Yep. And worth noting, the Icemen did give Cal Heater a qualifying offer for this year. So if for whatever reason it doesn't work out with him over in the KHL, we do still retain his ECHL rights.
Yeah, that just sounds like an opportunity to trade those later on.
Yeah.
For a Chuck.
Yep. Who won't end up playing here. Some other players who are going to be playing in Europe, Miles Bell.
Hurts.
Braden Pym.
Hurts.
Alex Aliardi.
Boy, he was a magician.
Wade McLeod.
Ah.
Yeah.
The Highlander.
Zach Sternberg and goaltender Mike Clemente.
I did not realize he went over to Europe.
Yep.
Good for him
as well.
Along
with a bunch of other people. Some other notes. Peter Sakaris apparently will be signing with the Cincinnati Cyclones per the Sinbin writer and Cyclones superfan Dakota Johnson. That is not yet confirmed. Matt Lowry leaning toward retirement per the Fort Wayne media. Nathan Moon has been qualified by the Colorado Eagles, but he has not yet signed a contract.
I will bet a dollar that he does sign.
Yeah, probably. Kalamazoo defenseman, longtime Kalamazoo defenseman, Sam Fatorik, and longtime Fort Wayne Comet forward and Captain Cupcake, Kaylee Schrock, have both announced their retirement.
Sam Fatorik, just one of the best. Got to do an interview with him with my first game in the ECHL, and what a
total class.
What a superstar, yep.
Longtime Missouri Maverick and CHL star forward Sebastian Tenell and Indies Mike Duco have both signed in Europe.
Yeah, Duco, former pick of our beloved Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes. Former Iceman nemesis Jeff Jakaitis from the Dayton Gems and South Carolina Stingrays, who won the ECHL MVP award last season, has signed to play in Norway, so good riddance to him.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for a long time. He's a little bit of an older goaltender, and the allure with Europe is, one, it's Europe. Two, if you can ensure that you get paid, you make a lot of money over
yeah,
there.
A lot more than you do here. And another former nemesis, Quad City Mallard and Fort Wayne Comet forward Brandon Marino, back in the ECHL this season with the Brampton Beast, and they're building quite a roster up there. They also have former Comet Chris Auger and former Reading Royal Yannick Tifu.
Yeah, a little teaser for a show in the next month or so, but boy, I like what Brampton is doing there.
Yeah, they got some good players that they're building around. Some retirements. Dirk Southern has hung up his skates. Also, Travis Granbois. Lauren Barron apparently has decided to get himself a real job. Jake Obermeyer has hung up his skates. He is now going to be an assistant coach in the British Columbia Hockey League, which is a junior A league. And I know you just had to find out. Our old buddy, friend of the show, Pwab Thabi.
Yes.
Has officially retired.
That's all you're going with? You're not going to have like 2 pages of stats on Pwab Thabi?
There's
like,
more.
Like, oh, God.
There's more for a future show.
All right.
We'll see. Some unknowns. We don't know the status of Brandon Wong. Has
I
not
drop
signed
him a text.
Yeah, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. I think there was some talk that he might retire, but I haven't seen anything confirming that. Jakob Sulak has not signed anywhere, nor has Ty Wishart or Colin Murray or Zach Curry or Antoine Corbin.
Kind of surprised that Curry not coming back to the Iceman yet. So I thought he played really well for him last year.
Yeah. Who knows? He could still end up coming back. But we'll talk more about the Iceman roster and who we might be getting from our affiliates during the coming weeks. And of course, you can always get your Iceman roster news 24/7 where?
Oh, that would be IcemanManiacs.com. You just click on the Maniac message board and everything is up to date 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're waiting out, holding out for the EvansvilleIceman.com or something, just move along. Just move along. Head right on over to IcemanManiacs.com.
And that's the best place to get your fix of Pwab Thabi news, too.
Pwab Thabi. There's actually a whole page dedicated to Pwab Thabi with pictures, news, and notes.
The Evansville Thunderbolts home opener this Friday, the 18th at 7:30. They're home again on Saturday at 7:30.
I will be in attendance for that one.
Both games against the Point Mallard Ducks out of Decatur, Alabama. We're going Friday. Are you going Friday?
Nope. I have to do Kess football.
Oh, yeah.
I was planning on going. I was all excited.
And then
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I am committed on Friday nights until
scheduling
November.
Is hard.
Yes.
Also of note, coming soon at Swander, Guns and Hoses Hockey, the fourth annual game between firefighters and police, will be Saturday, October 10th at Swander. We'll talk more about that as it approaches, but more information is already available on IcemanManiacs.com if you want to learn about that. Great charity event.
Little rumor here to throw out. Chris LeMond, the goaltender,
He
may goaltend and officiate at the same time.
Ooh.
He is thinking about putting on the stripes.
Vertical or horizontal?
Vertical.
That's good for him. And finally, last news and note, the Booster Club's annual election is this Saturday during our annual general membership meeting. Worth noting that after 7 years, Dixie Halber is no longer going to be the president. She is essentially going to be swapping places with Anita Ice. Dixie will become the vice president and Anita will be taking over as president. There will be some other board changes as well. My wife, Amanda, is not going to be secretary anymore after 7 years in that position. And Rick Llewellyn is no longer going to be member at large. He started a new job, and his job demands are not going to allow him to stay on the board. So Michelle Schuler and Jennifer Brinkman will be coming on board and joining the board.
Fantastic. So, love the Booster Club. Love everything they do for the players. And I have other stories about how awesome the Booster Club is for the players that I will tell off air.
Yeah, there was some... there were some travel things with the free agent camp over the weekend that the Booster Club helped get players to and from the airport and to the rink and stuff. So already at it.
Yes. Shockers, hockey, rock, song of the week.
So in honor of Dixie's 7 years as Booster Club president and Amanda's 7 years as secretary, this is a tune I know they both like a lot. It's also one of the most popular pregame hype videos in Iceman history. It's time to light 'em up, mup. With My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy.
Shocker, Benigni, Iceman Insights, 96.9 FM Wired Radio, part of the amusement park, 2 hours of hockey, arena rock, and nonsense.
Lots
NHL off-season recaps, this time the Metrosexual Division.
Yes, and your beloved Toronto Maple Leafs.
My beloved Toronto Maple Leafs, can't wait to get to them, but let's start with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Boy, what another stunning offseason they have had. Boy, they are, if no injuries this year, they're winning the Cup.
The big splash they made, they acquired the rights to Brandon Saad and two prospects from Chicago for Artem Anisimov, three prospects and a fourth-round pick. They then signed Saad to a new deal, 6 years at $6 million a year. They also re-signed Matt Calvert and extended defenseman David Savard, 5 years at $4.25 per year, and signed Gregory Campbell from Boston 2 years at $1.5 million per season.
To go back into last week's show, explain to me Ryan O'Reilly. Brandon Saad, I understand, 6 years at $6 million for a guy that's scored 20 goals. He's never crossed the 30-goal barrier, the 30-goal threshold, but he is a clutch player, and he plays all ends of the ice. And I just don't understand 7-on-7 for Ryan O'Reilly. So, again, Buffalo, bad. Columbus, good. Rangers.
Speaking of Buffalo, actually, did you see since last week's show, they signed Cody Franzen?
Does
that change your thoughts on them any?
No,
former
not
Toronto
at all.
Maple Leaf?
I just think it's funny. Franzen was holding out. He expected to get $5 million a year.
Yeah.
And he got 3.3.
For 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the market bears what the market bears.
Yeah.
Again, I just don't understand.
He may immediately become their number one defenseman, but he's not a number one defenseman.
No, well, they got Josh Georges there.
They also
have that huge trade with Patrick Kane, Evander Kane, his twin brother. But the best part of that Evander Kane was the defenseman that came over
Bogosian.
In the deal as well, Zach Bogosian, who was every bit as good. A little bit different than Alex Pietrangelo in St. Louis, but
he's smooth.
Very, very solid defenseman.
Yep. So, yes, in New York, we'll go to the other end of the state. The Rangers made some moves because they were in salary cap hell. They traded Carl Hagelin, a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick, to Anaheim for a prospect and a second-rounder.
Makes me just want to talk about Anaheim. I'm really high on that club.
They also traded backup goalie Cam Talbot and a seventh-rounder to Edmonton for a second-rounder, a third-rounder, and a seventh-rounder. They acquired a new backup goalie in Antti Raanta from the Blackhawks for a prospect. Raanta is under contract for one more year. Their biggest splash was re-signing Derek Stepan, 6 years at $6.5 million per season. They also signed Jarrett Stoll from the Kings on a cheap deal, 1 year at $800,000.
He will also work as the medical assistant prescribing drugs.
They lost Martin St. Louis to retirement, and they hired Jeff Gorton to replace Glenn Sather as general manager. It's going to be weird not having Glenn Sather calling the shots there with the Rangers.
Yeah, but he's actually been working his way out over the past 4 years, and Gorton has taken on more and more of the duties, so it's pretty seamless transition other than the face of the just knowing who that Glenn Sather is going all the way back to the Edmonton Oilers super things. Again, going back to Buffalo, why trade a first-round pick for the goaltender out of Ottawa, Leonard, when you can get Tabbitt for a second? Just really don't understand what Buffalo's doing. Islanders.
Fairly quiet. They re-signed Anders Lee 4 years at $3.75 million per year, which that's a bargain at what his production has been lately. As of when we're recording this, they still have restricted free agent Brock Nelson unsigned. They have let Lubomir Vyshnovsky and goaltender Michael Neuwirth leave via free agency. And to replace Neuwirth, they signed Thomas Greiss from the Penguins, 2 years at $1.5 million.
Devils.
No thoughts about them, huh?
They're a solid core. They just kind of faded with some injury issues at the end of last year. I don't see any reason to go overboard with tinkering, and Nelson will be in.
They're trending in the right direction.
The hardest thing right now as a general manager is dealing with the bridge contract. All these restricted free agents, they want big money because everyone knows the whole system's going to crash in the next 5 years, so everyone's trying to get paid as quickly as possible.
Before the next lockout.
Exactly. It's like the depression and the banks closing down. And none of these guys want to commit. They don't feel like they've seen enough of these players. Plus, with the salary cap, they're trying to bridge them over for 1 year or 2 year deals at manageable money and then pay them the big money. And it's the roughest. We've seen it happen in Toronto and Detroit and other places. And I understand both sides of the argument.
Yep. So the Devils, they re-signed defenseman Adam Larson 6 years at $4.2 million a year. They bought out Denias Zubras. Doesn't actually save them any cap space because he's really old, and the way the system works, they don't get any cap savings by buying him out. They just wanted to get younger. They acquired Kyle Palmieri from Anaheim for a second rounder and a third rounder. He is under contract for one more year at about $1.5 million. They hired John Hines to replace the timeshare coaching situation they had with Scott Stevens and Adam Oates last season. And they hired Ray Shiro to replace Lou Lamoriello as general manager, and we'll talk about where Lou went later.
Oh, yes. Carolina. And that Devils team, boy, they just I don't know what happened, but the bottom just fell out. Yeah. So
they got old fast. Yep.
Carolina Hurricanes really like what they've done.
Yeah, they're making some moves. They drafted Noah Hanifin, a defenseman at number 5 overall. He has been signed to his entry-level contract. They also made some trades. They got defenseman James Wisniewski from Anaheim for backup goalie Anton Khudobin. Wisniewski is under contract for 2 more years at $5.5 million a year. They acquired Eddie Lack from Vancouver for a 3rd-rounder and a 7th-rounder. He's under contract.
3rd-round pick.
He's under contract for 1 more year at just over $1 million.
Goalie schmoly.
Very recently, they acquired Chris Versteeg, a prospect and a 3rd-round pick from Chicago for 2 prospects and a 5th-rounder. Versteeg is under contract for 1 more year at a cap hit of about $2 million.
Part of that is being paid by Florida.
Yes. They also extended forward Elias Lindholm 2 years at $2.7 million starting next season. And as we mentioned on our last show, the Hurricanes bought out Alex Semin, freeing up about $4.7 million in cap space for the next 3 years.
Probably the best move of the summer for the entire league.
It was buying him out.
Yes. Capitals, boy, want to talk about a team. Woo, yeah. Barry Trotz, oh, love what he's doing here.
They re-signed Braden Holtby 5 years at $6.1 million per season. Also re-signed Evgeny Kuznetsov 2 years at $3 million. That's a classic bridge deal. And Marcus Johansson 1 year at $3.8 million. That was awarded via arbitration. They also made a trade with the Blues. They got TJ Oshie in exchange for Troy Brower, a prospect and a 3rd-round pick. Oshie is under contract for 2 more years at $4.2 million per season.
When Hitchcock gets fired around January 1st of this year, all you St. Louis Blues fans will be looking back like, why did we let Oshie go? That was such a bad move.
Well, we'll get into the Blues in a future episode, but speaking as a Blues fan, I think everyone already thinks that. They'd rather keep Oshie and dump Hitchcock. But
I don't know. I heard a lot of people saying, I'm glad he's gone. Well, maybe that was just Ryan Huff.
Well, yeah.
Because you're getting younger.
Ryan Huff
You're getting younger and more talented.
Ryan Huff does not represent anything or any group of people. Also, back to the Capitals. They signed Justin Williams from the Kings 2 years at $3.25 million per season. And they let a lot of guys walk via free agency. Joel Ward, Eric Fair, Curtis Glencross, and Mike Green are all vamoosh.
I don't know if it's Curtis Glencross's actual Twitter account or if it's a fake one, but I saw someone that named themselves Glengarry Glencross. Philadelphia Flyers.
They extended Jakub Voracek 8 years at $8.25.
He actually prefers Jake.
Yeah, that's true. He does say Jake. Jakub Voracek, 8 years at $8.25 million starting next year, and they extended Sean Couturier 6 years at $4.3 million starting next year.
I've been wanting Sean Couturier to come to the Leafs since the second year. I love that guy.
Now you'll just have to wait until the next annual fire sale in Flyers land.
It just isn't ever going to happen.
Flyers also re-signed defenseman Michael Delzato, 2 years at $3.9 million a year. They signed Michael Neuwirth, the aforementioned former Islanders goalie, 2 years at $1.6 million. And in one of the more unusual deals of the summer, they acquired Sam Gagne and a conditional 3rd or 4th round pick from Arizona for Nicholas Grossman and the contract of long-since-retired defenseman Chris Pronger. By doing that, the Flyers unload Pronger's $4.9 million cap hit for the next couple of years, which they were up against the cap, so it's a good move for them. And they do get a decent player in return in Gagne. He is under contract for 1 more year at $3.2 million. And behind the bench, Craig Berube out as head coach. In is Dave Haxtell, former coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux and former defenseman for the Indianapolis Ice.
Yes.
Saw him play and met him as a kid.
Awesome. Fantastic coach. A lot of people wondering if he can make the jump from college to the pros, but boy, he really seems to have the pulse of the players. A lot of these kids like him.
Haxtell's really high
on
him.
And so I think it's going to work out really, really well for them. Getting close to the end of this one.
No, man.
Time to talk about the Leafs again.
And we can't get to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Did they make a trade or something with your Leafs?
It's a huge trade, but I guess we'll have to get into it next week.
Yeah, I guess it'll just have to wait.
Final thoughts or dangling tangent? We got 25 seconds. Probably just final thoughts.
Just final thoughts.
Next week, boy, we are having a blast. I hope everyone's enjoying listening. New time, 4 to 6 p.m. Got Terry Ficarelli coming up next, and it's just great to sit here in studio with Michael Shockley.
Yep, we will be back next week. More Iceman talk. We'll break down another NHL division, and who knows, maybe we'll finally get to the Leafs and now the Penguins as well.
He is Michael Shockley, the senior writer, webmaster, IcemanManiacs.com, and... You can check out.
Use your big boy words.
Glad we're pre-live in this because that's going to be out of there. Iceman Insights, only on WYIR 96.9 FM.
Music bomb.
We'll see you on the radio.
The puck is in. The home team wins the good old hockey game.